Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Steve O'Dell. First up, gospel opportunities in a place where Christians perish. Later, the Lord's faithfulness helps believers overcome challenges in Sri Lanka. We start today in Yemen, where the Islamic militant group Ansar Allah has a chokehold in more ways than one. Also known as the Houthis, Ansar Allah controls approximately one-third of Yemen and is known for its attacks on international shipping routes. Floyd Brobel with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says, regarding persecution of Christians in Yemen,
we don't always hear about these things because the information is not easy to leave the country.
Yet, a report last week from Human Rights Watch says more than 20 Christians have been arbitrarily detained by Houthi authorities in recent months. Brobel says it points to greater issues in Yemen that other governments should be aware of.
Religious freedom is virtually non-existent in the region. There's been violence and tortures. There's been martyrdoms of pastors in the past. Christians are forced to hide.
Yemen once had 41,000 believers, according to the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. But today there are estimated to be only a few thousand. Brobel says years of civil war have also contributed to the drop.
Despite all these things that we've talked about, there is an underground church that is expanding despite the dangers that they're facing.
Pray for strength for Christians to live for Christ despite hostility.
Pray that they would be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Pray that they would be effective in reaching their enemies for Christ.
And millions around the world celebrate the Chinese New Year today. In China, this major holiday is celebrated for up to 16 days, with the first 7 days considered a public holiday. People travel from all over to visit family. Kurt Rovenstein with Bible for China says,
it's a time of great celebration, but it's also an opportunity for ministry and outreach. Just to maybe if someone in your circle is Chinese, to reach out and wish them a happy Chinese New Year and kind of strengthen that relationship that you have with them.
Celebrations like this that offer time off with family and friends provide an opportunity for Christians to encourage one another and share truth. This is especially true as the church in China faces renewed scrutiny. One church that Bibles for China partners with in the United States asked for children's Bibles to share with their congregants. Rovenstein suggests a Chinese Bible as a special gift this year for the celebration.
For somebody that has a friend that's Chinese heritage or recently come from China, to be able to acknowledge that significant celebration in that individual's life and culture, and then to provide a gift of this children's Bible to them that they could use either in their own reading or maybe to take back to China.
Learn more in today's online story. And ministry in Sri Lanka isn't always easy. Natural disasters barrage the island nation just off the coast of India. Then there's the economic instability and Buddhist nationalism. Yet Tim Landis of Farms International says their partner's persistence is paying off.
They're like that prize fighter. They get knocked down by a natural disaster or economically, and then they just keep getting back up.
Farms Lanka needs your prayers for one particular challenge.
They're down for a longer count right now. The things that they wrestle with really are administrative, like going out and visiting. So we get proper reporting on how businesses are going, trying to collect loan repayment.
The Lord's faithfulness and provision in the past are helping believers press on. You can read success stories from Sri Lanka in the full report at missionnews.org.
Farms Lanka reached the whole island for the gospel and for humanitarian efforts. We remain encouraged by the ministry and the highlights that they send us, even amidst their wrestling and struggling.
While you're there, sign up for the second annual Farms Gala on March 13th.
Pennsylvania or surrounding states listeners, we would love to have you out. It's a great opportunity to understand what Farms does and the direction we're going.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together the Great Commission happens. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.